Hello and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This show is The Spice of Life, and I'm your host, Ben Life, and we're going to be playing some post-rock today, as we always do, as I always do. I mean, I listen to a bit of post-rock every day, but I will be playing post-rock on the radio right now, which is why you're here, I hope. And if you're just passing by, stay a while, because it's probably a happy accident that you're here. I am going to kick things off with a song, but right before I do, I just wanted to mention and give a brief shout-out to the grown man that I saw at the gym working out in a full button-up shirt that was just drenched in sweat. That, of course, is a humble brag. I was just at the gym, but I also don't understand why he was working out in a full button-up. So if anyone has any ideas, let me know. The song that I'm going to kick things off with is by the band Mono, and if you're in post-rock circles, you've probably heard of it. And if you haven't, well, I'm going to give you Mono. I'm just going to give you a whole bunch of Mono, and it's so good you're going to be bedridden, but it'll be worth it. The song I'm going to play is called Pure as Snow, Trails of the Winter Storm, off their album Hymn to the Immortal World. Here comes Mono right at you.
Thank you. Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
And we're back. We heard Mono playing the song Pure as White Snow, Trails of the Winter Storm, and that sure was a long one, and that sure was post-rock. Mono are kind of titans in the post-rock world. I find that along with Explosions in the Sky and God is an Astronaut, and in some circles, Godspeed You Black Emperor, those are the post-rock bands that people know. I had a friend ask, we were in the car, on our way to a Pillowfort party, as it happens, and this friend was stuffed in the trunk because there weren't enough seats. But luckily, we were on the way to a Pillowfort party because there were pillows and blankets in the back, so he was quite comfortable. We got into the topic of, like, music and niche music, and he was like, can anyone even name three math rock bands? And I was like, are you kidding? I can name three in Vancouver. And he was like, do it. And I was like, Zoo Strategies, Mittens, and Hawking. And they were all just stunned, and I was like, well, I have a radio show for this. Like, it's my job to know that kind of thing. So there you go. It comes in use, very rarely to impress people, I guess. Or I don't know if he was impressed. I was impressed at me. And that's really what matters more than anything else, is do you impress yourself? That's at least the impression that I've got. Coming up next, we are going to hear My Dad Versus Yours playing the song People of Unknown Origin Are Feeding the Clouds. No comment.
Thank you.
we just heard My Dad Versus Yours playing the song People of Unknown Origin Are Feeding the Clouds. And then after that, the band Open playing the song Spill Kit. And if you happen to be in New Zealand right now and own a time-traveling device, you could see them live in Auckland. Auckland. On May 11th. So that was a while ago. But if you have a time-traveling device, that probably isn't a big deal. So enjoy it. Tell me how it is. That song comes from the album Breathtaking Views, and that Breathtaking Views is available for Name Your Price on Bandcamp, and the whole album is pretty good, so I really recommend it. It came out March 5th, which is like 3 months ago and a day, so it's still very new. It's like as new as when you just get your laundry out of the dryer, and then you put on, like, you change out of your clothes, and you put on hot underwear, and it's just super nice. The album's a bit like that. It's not, like, as good as that feeling, because that's a pretty hard-to-beat feeling, but it's pretty good. It's a pretty good thing. So, I'm glad we got that metaphor. Up next, I would like to play two songs that are very different. I'm going to play one song that is a little different. It's not super post-rock, but I think it's good, and it's got some merit, and it's not rock, but it's not rock. So see what you think. This is by the Vancouver band Yes Bear. It's off their new EP, Glimmer, that just came out like this week. It's super fresh, and they just play their instruments loudly and just like they get into a groove and they just bang it out. So it came out on May 27th. So that's however many days ago that is, today being June 2nd. So that's this week. I'm confident enough in my math at this time of day to say that that's this week. In fact, I think it was a week ago today. Is that right? It's a week from Friday. Anyway, that is super not important, and at this point, I'm just wasting your time. So this is Yes Bear playing the song Laugh Track, and it's loud, and it's good, and there's a lot of emotion. So I like it, and I hope you like it too. This is Laugh Track by Yes Bear. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. The show that you are currently tuned into is The Spice of Life. I am Ben Life, and I am playing post-rock today. We just heard Yes Bear playing the song Laugh Track and Marnie Stern playing the song East Side Glory. So Yes Bear is, as I was saying a bit before the show, they're kind of garagey and gritty and unmastered, and I think it's all part of their sound that is really working. It works for me. And they are an associated act of Zoo Strategies in that two of the members in Zoo Strategies are in Yes Bear, and I bring that up because we had two of the other members, the other two members from Zoo Strategies on the show a couple weeks ago, and they played a heck of a set, so I would recommend checking that out. It's in the podcast bin for The Spice of Life. And Marnie Stern, we're on Marnie Stern. Marnie Stern is known as the lady who shreds because she shreds, and I'm sure you could hear that from that song. I mean, she's just killing it on the guitar. She's known, couple fun facts about Marnie Stern is she's known for her very technical guitar playing and kind of like a tapping kind of style. And she happens to be currently in the 8G band, that is the band in residence for the late night with said late night. Let me get this right. Late Night with Seth Meyers show. And she's just a brilliant guitarist. I like all of the songs that she does, and it takes a lot of, resolve on my part to not play her all the time on the show. I only play her sometimes. I have played her a number of times, though, because she's just killing it. I'm also in the process of, I noticed that she is ranked on Rolling Stone's they do a lot of lists on Rolling Stone, and one of the lists that they do is 100 Greatest Guitarists, and I noticed that she's on the list, and I'm currently trying to figure out where on the list she falls. So I will have to get back to you on that, because this computer is slow and it's disobeying me. Coming up next, as far as the songs go, we are going to hear another song that is not post-rock. I like to sneak non-post-rock songs in just because there are songs that I like that aren't post-rock. When people hear that I have a post-rock show, they say, oh man, you must only listen to post-rock. And it's like, nah, don't put me in that hole. I like a bunch of different kinds of music. So anyway, this song happens to be by a band from Victoria, which, shout out to Victoria, because I'm from there and I have much love for Victoria. It's by a band called Nail Salon, and Nail Salon existed like briefly from 2008 to 2010, I think. And they released an EP and they released an album. And I really like the EP, and I specifically like some of the songs on the EP, and this is one of them. So it's called Pepsi's off their Rad City EP. And again, this is Nail Salon. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
can't take that back home. The night glowed when you spoke about the bands you know and your favorite type of code and some different route home. And I spilled somehow some of my records about some
most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
If only I could dream we could start again.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
And we just heard Origami JP playing the song Trains off their Trains EP. And then before that, we heard Nail Salon playing the song Pepsi's. Interesting little tidbit about so Pepsi's came from the Rad City EP, and what I think is funny about it is that it originally, the Rad City EP that they released originally contained three songs from Mortal Kombat, because they weren't actually intending to like put it out into the world. And then when people were like, no, this is good, you should actually put it out there, they were like, well, darn, I guess we have to take the Mortal Kombat songs out of it. So I think that's cool that they were just kind of making it because they liked Mortal Kombat, and they thought that those songs in the EP really made the flow make sense. So I've always wondered which songs they were, and I never really played Mortal Kombat, so I wondered how it would play if I put it together with all those other songs. But I haven't heard it with those ones. And I think that's just a really cool song. And one thing that gets me about them as a band and that song in particular, I think that song speaks to a time in my life when I was like 16 and like the thing to do is to just like go to 7-Eleven and like get like snacks and stuff. They have another song about just like going and getting snacks, and it has this whimsy. And I think their voice captures that kind of whimsy. So it's nice to look into that part and reminisce. And it's so cool that music lets you do that. I think that's really special. I wonder if they knew that when they made that it would give me this feeling. And I wonder even more where they are now, because that album came out 8 years ago. So they're adults now. They're not... I mean, maybe they still are going to 7-Eleven, but they're adults going to 7-Eleven, and that's different. It's not bad different, it's just different. My brother eats at 7-Eleven, like a concerning amount. The food is concerningly cheap at 7-Eleven. Like, it's too cheap to be quality food, and so you have to wonder, like, what on earth is going on when you can get two pieces of pizza and a coffee for a dollar? I don't know. They got to be cutting corners somewhere to make a profit. Up next, we are going to hear The Castro playing the song Sharks off their album Metal Cares.
Thank you.
We just heard Picastro playing the song Sharks and To My Deepest Ego playing the song Victor. To My Deepest Ego is coming straight out of Rome, and to all of the Romans, I would say, Stoicem Centurion Veri Ruffui. And also, they have a show playing in Rome on June 4th. So if you're planning a last-minute vacation to Italy, you should swing by there and listen to their show, because they're playing bangers. Again, that album, so To My Deepest Ego playing... So the song we heard was Victor, but it's off the EP TMDE, which of course stands for To My Deepest Ego. That was released on May 23rd. Playing a lot of new music today. It's pretty cool. That's also available for Name Your Price off Bandcamp. And there are other bangers on there too. Three other ones specifically, because there are four songs and they're all bangers. So if you like that, you should check them out on Bandcamp. Bandcamp's a cool place. I often just find myself just picking around on there and looking for new music and free music. There's a lot of like the name your price thing. You can be like, ah, I'm going to name a price of zero and get that music for free. But I do often come back and be like, wow, that band or that album really touched me. So here's some money. Take some money and then I throw invisible money at them. I don't know why, but I have a funny relationship with money, because when it's cash, I think it's like it's very valuable, and I'm very aware of it. With electronic money, it's kind of harder to process because it's like not real. So like the number in my bank goes down, but I'm not actually like losing the paper money. So it doesn't hurt my wallet as much, even though it costs the same amount when it's an online transaction. And of course, change is just coffee money. Whenever I have change, I'm like, that's a coffee. I don't even think about like change. I don't want change. That's the thing, is like when it's in my wallet, it's just heavy and I don't care about it. So I just, I'm like, I have to go get a coffee because I have to rid myself of this change plague. It's a curse. Up next, we are going to hear a song by Sium, and I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced, S-I-O-U-M. The song is And Technological Advancements. Buckle up. This is a doozy. Thank you.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Wednesdays 3 to 4.
I mean, I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some feeling nice talking that anonymous, like a private body sense in your podcast. I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes for things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism. Experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up.
Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
We just heard Sium playing the song And Technological Advancements. And that song is very big, it's very long, and it draws you in. And I hope you enjoyed it and associated positive things with it. And if there were negative things, I hope that you enjoyed the negativity. Because sometimes songs make us feel sad, and that's cool. I have a few songs, and even bands, that when I listen to them, they make me feel sad, but it's something to cherish, I think, because whenever anyone makes like an art thing that speaks to you in such a way that you feel an emotion, I think that's very powerful, and I think that's to be cherished, no matter what the emotion is. Which reminds me, on my way to work this morning, I was listening to, so I walked to work with my coffee and my headphones, and I listen to different kinds of music. Sometimes I'll listen to like the radio show playlist and make sure everything's lining up the way I want it to. This morning was not one of those mornings. This morning I was listening to hardcore gangster rap, namely Army of the Pharaohs. And if you know Army of the Pharaohs, man, those guys are hardcore. So anyway, they're very angry and they're vicious and they're talking about like getting into fights and like murdering people and like just being pharaohs and whatever that means. It's like very like it's pretty grimy and it's cool. I like listening to rap and hip hop in the morning, especially like right after I've just woken up, because it really just gets me psyched to be alive and just pumped. But I listened to Army of the Pharaohs for like 2-3 hours in the morning this morning, and I was just like really like psyched, and I work in a lab and I do science, so it's a good place to be a little psyched, but it's not a good place to be super psyched. And I was also just like kind of pissed off, and I wanted to like get in a fight with some cops, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I was like, oh, it's the Army of the Pharaohs speaking. I've been listening to too much of it. They're very angry at cops. I have no problem. I don't need to. It took me a little bit to like kind of calm myself down, and I had to put on some like Van Morrison to fight it back. I was like, whoa, you can't handle all of that rage, especially this time in the morning. So put it away. So there are good things and bad things associated with really rocking out to Army of the Pharaohs. The song that I'm going to play next is not Army of the Pharaohs. It's arguably one of the furthest things from Army of the Pharaohs. Although Van Morrison is pretty darn far away from Army of the Pharaohs. This is My Bloody Valentine, and they're one of the cornerstone creators of shoegaze. So shoegaze is like, it's music that sounds blurry and dreamy, and it's wild, and it's weird, and it's lovely. This is off their album Loveless, which is one of the it's one of the shoegaze albums. So the song is called When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. That was Loveless. The album was Loveless. The band was My Bloody Valentine, and the song was When You Sleep. There is also a Cake song by that name, and they sound very different. The Cake song explores the question, what do your fingers do when you sleep? So, do you fold them neatly by your head? Do they explore, like, the hem of your garment? Do they, what do they do? So that's not what the My Bloody Valentine song is about. And at the end of the day, I don't really know what any of the Cake songs are about. They're always doing weird stuff. But mad love for Cake. Cake was the first band that I actually fell in love with and still like. Like, I used to listen to 741 and, like, Blink 182, but that doesn't really count because they're not really bands. Shots fired, come and fight me, Blink 182 and 741 and fans of those respective bands. But I got mad love for Cake. This is the end of that story. I am running out of time, and that means that Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai is coming up next, and he's got an extra special guest that will be playing live on the show, even more special than his usual special guests, for whatever reason, they're more special. So I hope you enjoy them, and I hope you stick around for that. Live music on the radio is really cool, and it's something that CITR does a fair bit, and that I'm involved in a little bit, more modestly, I think, than some others. Which reminds me, next Thursday, so the 16th of June, on this program in this time slot, 7:30 to 9, will be the band Summering. We're going to have them live. That's really cool. It's really exciting because I interviewed them last year at Catalano, so it's kind of a full circle kind of thing. As we wrap up, I should just say briefly that all of the Spice of Life shows can be listened to. They're all podcasted on the CITR website. So if you're into listening to my voice, maybe you want to have me on while you're in the shower. Maybe you want to listen to Spice of Life while you're in the tub. Maybe you want to get home from work and put your feet up and get a glass of wine and listen to me talk. Maybe you want to listen to me while you go to sleep. Good night. You know, you can do whatever you want. It's a free area, and you can use the Spice of Life however you want to use it. So anyway, that's on the podcasted on the website, and you can also get in touch with me on the Facebook page, which is the Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM, and I post the playlists on there. So if you're like, man, what was that song he played second? Well, that song was My Dad Versus Yours, People of Unknown Origin Are Feeding the Clouds. But if you don't remember that, it'll be on the Facebook page. And also, it gives me validation when people like it. So you should think about doing that. To play us out and to make way for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, we are going to hear Mittens playing the song Pointillist Pilot. Thanks for listening. It's been a blast.